Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Downsizing VA, our focus this morning. This is organizing and realty put together, and that's what we're gonna jump into this morning. Linda Clevenger is here. Linda, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be back, Ted.
And Peggy Howell is here. Peggy, this is your first time here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you so much for having us today. You know, I think we're so excited to be here.
You are excited. I'm excited to have you here because you're a realtor.
Yes.
And Linda is a declutterer.
Organizer.
Organizer. Organizer sounds better.
Move manager. Yeah. She's got a lot of different titles.
Right. But the two of you are working together in a really unique situation. So describe what's happening here.
Absolutely, Ted. Thank you so much for having us on today. First, I want to start with that because it's opportunities like this that allow us to get our message out and to help more people. So, obviously, with the real estate needs and downsizing needs, but downsizing VA, I mean, it's us.
Right? Yeah, it's Peggy and Linda.
Because this is you get to a certain age, and when you want to downsize, there's just this situation of how do I downsize
and the volume of it all,
and how do I then go from a larger house to a smaller house, and this just makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yeah, so what downsizing VA really is first, it's almost like a triangle. So you have to look at Downsizing VA is really our seminar series. We have a 9-month seminar series this year on seniors living smarter. And it's all about our resources here in the community and for seniors to make decisions on what type of resources to use. So we vet out a lot of our resources and we share them during our seminars. Mm-hmm. Then you have Linda Clevenger. In itself is its own entity.
Oh, totally.
And Linda is our downsizing move manager. So she helps them on the move side. And then I'm Peggy Howell, realtor with Long & Foster. I'm on the real estate side.
So it's a complete package, really, of when you're trying to make that decision about what to do when you reach a certain age, whether it's you or your parents. You know, trying to make that decision of what to do and how to do it and where to start. We're that complete package. Downsizing VA is that complete package that can help you go from what do I do and how do I do it to moving into that next place.
Because to be able to move into that next place, you're going to need to get rid of some stuff. And you're going to need to have somebody who knows, can look at what you have and what you're going to need to have.
Right. Because if you're going from... A lot of people are going from like a 4,000 square foot house or more into possibly a 1,000 foot square foot apartment. That's a lot of stuff that you cannot take with you. And that's a lot of decisions to be made. That's very emotional and it's psychological. And we help them through all that process.
And in addition to that, we also help them space plan. So if there's a family hutch or something that they just don't want to let go, you know, what we do is we work with them to figure out, okay, if this absolutely has to go, where is this going to go? And we work with them through that.
And I think the other piece to that part of that triangle is Peggy's expertise and skill set and education in how to help them make that decision of where to go. What
I'm
makes
educated.
The most set?
I'm educated. Yes.
I'm glad to know that. I feel bad now. The both of you, you're educated, and Linda's got the experience.
Linda's got the skills. I'm educated.
Here, so this is different, though, Peggy. And I never thought of it in this way. That yeah. if I'm just as a family making a move, it's one thing to just go. We live in this subdivision, but we need a bigger house, or we want to live in this neighborhood. This is something totally different.
Yeah, this is like Linda said. It's emotional and it's physical. This is much more than just being a realtor. You're much more than buying and selling. I've been buying and selling for 17 years. I've helped investors, foreclosures, leases. I also do commercial, and I also am starting to work very closely with a business broker. And it's part of the downsizing process, because if you think about seniors downsizing, a lot of them have businesses. And so we're helping to decide, hey, let's not just close the business. Let's try to sell your business, move your house. And then we have 40 or 50 years worth of stuff we got to figure out what to do with. Yeah. So it's more than just buying and selling.
Yeah, and coming up with that plan to make it all happen without getting totally overwhelmed is one of the biggest pieces that together we work with our clients on.
Yes.
And sometimes this, I would think, can happen kind of fast.
Yes.
Because of situations.
Yes. I mean, it is one of our tips to give today, but I will tell you, we ideally love to start a year before a hand because you really need time. I mean, we've seen people try to do this. I call them college moves, and we always get a kick out of this because it's not a college move. You can't just hire your friends and get some beer and
pizza.
I mean, your friends are old and achy like we are. And I mean, how are we going to lift that hutch into the truck?
You know? Right.
Yeah, that's why we have resources, because a lot of times people, oh, Linda, you can do this for me. If you look at my Facebook page, I just did that this week. But it's like we can't do it all. That's why we have resources that are vetted.
Yes. Downsizingva.com. That's the best way to find out more information about what you do.
You can always find us there. We have free consultations, so you can call and talk to us for 15 minutes, and we'll guide you and see if you want to have us come out to your house.
Peggy Howell here, Linda Clevenger here, Downsizing VA. Our focus this morning, downsizingva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Peggy Howell, Linda Clevenger here, Downsizing VA. Our focus this morning, downsizingva.com, if you want to find out more about what they do. Peggy's a realtor. Linda is what did we say you were?
An organizer.
Organizer.
Organizer, downsizer.
Okay. We're going to go with
manager.
We're going to go with that. And Peggy's educated.
Yes, so, right. I'm educated. I went to school. I kind of.
You're a perfect group.
Yes.
So if I'm interested in this, because Peggy, you mentioned you'd like to have a year to do this. Who do I talk to first? Who do you send to me first of you two?
Really depends. Because the downsizing process is kind of different for everyone.
Yeah, and I think the downsizing process is where you start. Yeah. Because if you don't start getting rid of things gradually, you don't have to do it in a hurry. Giving yourself a year's worth of time to get that done would be a reasonable amount of time to not have to become too emotionally involved in it, you know, and that kind of thing. But then once we get to a certain point, we would definitely have a conversation with Peggy about where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'd help you decide other things besides just decluttering and downsizing a closet that has too much stuff in it.
Yeah.
To now what do I do with all this furniture that I have? And what will fit in the new home? What size home are you going to? What do you need? Do you need a one level Rambler where it's main level living, which is what a lot of people are going for right now because they don't want to go up and down steps.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, a certified downsizing coach.
Yes.
So sometimes I will come into the home and have those tough conversations with family about their stuff. So that's always good times.
And I never even, there are so many levels to stuff because it can be just the little knickknacks. But when you start talking about furniture and space, that's where it's you have no choice.
It's all kinds of things. And value means something different to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's why we have so much guilt about our stuff. You know, what are we going to do with it? Is it left by a loved one? You know, and we try to equate value to this stuff. So seeing it go into a dumpster, I mean, we're looking at money. We think it's wasteful. You know, it's tied to some memory. Mm-hmm. So
we're tied to a dollar amount.
So I think, you know, that's why we have such a difficult time of letting go of this stuff. But really, we need to get hopefully back to simpler time where, you know, we can let go of the stuff without all the guilt.
Yeah, and a lot of times what we try to do, if you allow yourself enough time to do it, it's great because you can find someone who possibly may want to purchase your things. Possibly may is a big if because their value, the person who gets your item doesn't have the perceived value that you have of your items. So but trying to find that right place, we work a lot with a company that helps furnish homes for veterans. And everybody, it makes everybody feel good when they can have their items picked up and go to a veteran's home, who somebody who has nothing. So those are a lot of the that's really helpful.
Well, and I guess sometimes you have to weigh too of the time you're spending to sell things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are getting some money, but is it worth it?
Right. Even the little things. I've had this conversation before. It's with lots of people. It's the time it takes to put the post up, to follow up, to mail it. What do you really need to get out of that, mm-hmm. price wise,
and
to make it worth your while? Because your time is money.
Yeah, and estate sales aren't always productive. You know, you have to make enough from the estate sale in order to have one. Right?
Mm-hmm. You have to have enough stuff first.
You have to have enough stuff, or otherwise you're paying somebody to host that estate sale for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes there is enough stuff. We just never know until we go in, do a walkthrough, and kind of have a good idea.
And I'm sure the two of you have to, you're walking such a fine line, mm-hmm. because there's reality, but then there's also the person's feelings.
Right.
This is their stuff.
Oh, God. I mean,
that's why Peggy's a downsizing coach.
I have to. This is deep, Ted. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're ready?
I hope I'm ready.
Okay. This is the reality of it. Your loved one was so much more than their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we get to that point of their stuff, and we try to place that value, and we go back to the money, it's wasteful, then we start tying the guilt to it. So we actually really have to stop equating stuff to people, because at the end of the day, we know that these people were so much more than their stuff. And they wouldn't want to be remembered by their stuff. I mean, these are kind, generous, loving people that were so much more than stuff. And that's the way we try to work with moving through all that guilt.
Well, and two, you're having, I mean, and you two are detached from it because you go from
right.
time to time. But there is also just the reality. Peggy, you're able to say, you know, we've got three rooms. You're going to have three rooms to have your stuff. And Linda, you have to say, not, you know, this is what we've got, but this is what we've got to make this. We've got to put the puzzle has to fit together.
Yeah. And the other piece to that too is, if you're moving into a much smaller place, you don't want to move the stuff. You don't want to pay someone to move it, and then get it there, and then have to worry about what you're going to do with it when you get it there. Right? You want to be able to move in ready.
It's money. And then often, and Linda has the stats on this, because the whole idea of storage units, this is what we try not to do, right?
They're
this is
so
a big
expensive.
No-no. This is a waggy finger moment. Do not put your stuff in storage units. That is our goal.
Because you're just putting it off.
Oh, you think it's a month. You think it's 2 months. You think it's 3 months. It turns into years.
Or decades.
And then you go and you
get... Decades?
I've heard a story recently where it was a decade, mm-hmm. and they kept moving, and their furniture was so big from this large house that they have, it never fit into their downsizing house. So now they got all this large furniture, and they go to the storage unit, and the mice have been through it. Everything else has been through it. I mean, it's not even worth the value that...
And you're paying for that.
And you're paying every single month for the storage unit.
And those prices go up unexpectedly. Yeah. There's no notice.
That's our goal. We're not always...
We're not here to put the storage units out of business. They do have a purpose.
Yes.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, ideally, what we're trying to do is work through those emotions and work through the feelings, because they are deep, and be sensitive to it, and then also help them declutter and move on to their new lifestyle.
And a lot of that is where we donate things, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, the veterans have an organization where we can pick up, we can help veterans. But there's some local thrift stores in town that help people too. And people want to be able to help others. That was my biggest aha, was when I could tell people, this is how this bag of clothes is going to help another person in the community.
Yeah, it's creating legacy for people. You know, it's mm-hmm. their legacy. And when they feel that their legacy will be carried on through someone else, it's easier to let go. And that's what we love to do, is the connections, the resources of being able to connect people.
I'm sure some days are really emotional for you, both of you, because this is so much different, I would think, this part of what you do, Peggy.
Yeah, it's deeper.
Than mm-hmm. just, like we said, just a normal move. And for you, Linda, you're saying, it's got to go. And I'm saying, but I want to keep that.
Well, a lot of times, for me, a person may not be okay letting it go the first time we get together. But by the third or fourth time, they're seeing the progress. It's like, okay, I can let that go now. So I'm okay with them not releasing it the first time. We usually start in a place where they can make easy decisions, where they know, okay, I'm not going to use that anymore. Those are old tax papers that are 20 years old. We mm-hmm. really can shred those, Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember last year, Linda and I worked with a client, and it was a closet full of linens, right? Mm-hmm. And the linens weren't going anywhere. The linens were from the mom and the aunt, and you know, and it's fine if you want to keep the linens and you have the space for it. But if you're downsizing, there's a reason why you're downsizing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so what we try to do is figure out, okay, what is the why? Why are you keeping the linens? And you really have to keep digging deep on that question like 3 or 4 times. Why, mm-hmm. you know? And what we found was there was a family memory, a beautiful dinner, good times. There's something associated with that linen. And so what we did is we found the tablecloth, we found the linens of that memory in the closet full of linens, and we pulled that out and we saved that one linen. And then we could let go of the rest of the linens.
Hmm.
So it's really trying to find the why. Why are mm-hmm. we keeping these items?
Yeah. And it's hard. It's harder for some than others, but it's definitely an emotional event that lasts a while. You know, if you're starting a year out, this is an emotional ride for a year. Plus you're buying a new home or downsizing into another place, which is a whole emotion in itself. Moving is one of the most stressful things that you can ever do. So, Yeah.
It's, whether you're a college student or not.
That's right.
Well, and I'm sure, especially if I can work with both of you for a while, there's a level of trust eventually, you would hope,
it's
begins.
All about trust.
Yeah.
It's not even, like I said, I've been a realtor 17 years. It's not about my years of experience and what I've done. This is about trust. And a lot of times our families don't always live in the same area. They're not always here in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's about trusting your local senior real estate.
Yeah, because we work with a lot of people who don't have family. Mm-hmm. Their parents have passed away. They're divorced, and they don't have children. And who they don't, you know, they have that group of friends, but that group of friends is only going to get them so far.
Yeah.
So it is about knowing that we're there for them. We're a resource for them. They can trust that our judgment, and if we don't have the answer, we will get the answer for them.
Yes.
Linda Clevenger is an organizer. Peggy Howell is a realtor. They are part of Downsizing VA, downsizingva.com, downsizingva.com. If you have any questions and want to talk more about this. Much more to go. Good stuff this morning. We'll take a break and come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Downsizing VA, our focus this morning. Linda Clevenger and Peggy Howell here this morning talking about it. DownsizingVA.com. Peggy is a realtor, and Linda is an organizer. And tomorrow, there's a seminar going on.
There is. We're really excited about our seminars. Tomorrow is our 55-plus senior living options. It's really explaining what are these places. And for local folks who are thinking about whether it's a 55 senior community, assisted living, or if it's just an active adult community, mm-hmm. We're going to be having some of the best professionals come in. It's a panelist style seminar, and they're going to be talking about the differences in their communities and what they offer. So, we're really excited. That's our next seminar.
Where's it at?
It's at MBH University, which is in the Batteries and Bulbs Plaza on William Street, 1956 William Street in Fredericksburg. And it's from 11 to 12. I have about 10 to 12 people confirmed. And we probably have about another 10 seats left. So if they wanted to come and you wanted me to reserve a seat, it's best to call me.
What's the best way to do? How can I call you?
My number is 540-834-8412. Or text me and just let me know that you're coming so I can reserve a seat for you.
540-834-8412.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really... The education piece of where to go and how to make that next decision is crucial. So yeah. I'm really glad that that's part of our seminar series, because people don't know what they need to know mm-hmm. until it's too late sometimes. Because if, like, I've had the experience where someone was having a little bit of trouble walking, and where her family decided to move her, she was going to have to walk like a quarter of a mile from the entrance of this community to get to her apartment. Well, that's going to be a struggle. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, Peggy's educated in.
That's where my education
comes in.
But those are those little things that you don't think about.
Yeah.
that really need to be thought about.
Yes.
When you're making that decision of where to go, and you know, and what I love is, I just worked with somebody the other day, and they were like, "Well, I don't want to do my yard work anymore. I want to go somewhere where I don't have to do my yard work. Somebody else is going to do that for me, but I don't want to, and I want some amenities to it, you know, but I don't want to, but I need to know the ins and outs. I need to know what they aren't going to tell me. What do I really need to know?" And that's how Peggy helps them the most, I think.
Yes, that's honestly what we're referring to, is that I am the certified senior housing professional here in the state of Virginia. And I, it's almost a, it's a master's level program. It took me about 2 years to acquire this certification. And it's really about understanding the needs and wants of late life movers.
Yeah.
So it's about people, whether they're downsizing, getting ready to retire, changing their lifestyle, or aging in place. It doesn't matter. It's about filling those needs and having unique skills on how to deal with those types of moves. And so one of those specialties with this certification is being able to assist and guide late life moves by guiding them into assisted living. So if your loved one lives locally and you're not really sure, you know, give me a call and I will take them on a guided tour into assisted living communities here in Fredericksburg, and you and your families can decide which community fits your family's needs the best.
Yeah.
As far as statistics go, I would guess that this is a growing
Oh, I'm so glad field. You brought that up, because our demographic, did you know, Ted, by 2030, 72 million Americans will be over the age of 65. It's mind-boggling to me. That's representing 20% of the overall population, and the growth rate is expected to grow to 24%. So did you know what the fastest growing segment of the population, that age group, is?
No.
It's 85 years or older.
I would never have guessed that. That
I wouldn't have guessed it that old.
That old. I would have. I was thinking more 60s, 70s.
Yeah. So that, what that means is one in four home sales is going to involve a senior move. And you're going to, so when we work with our seniors, we typically don't work with just a senior. We work with the adult children, the families.
Yeah, because they're the ones in their 60s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our 60s, our 50s and 60s, we're still paying off our mortgages. So it doesn't seem fair, does it? Like, we're like, okay, we got 20 good years without a mortgage.
And then this comes along.
And then this comes along. And then we have 40 years worth of stuff. We got to decide what to do with it.
Yeah.
Wow, that makes you think.
Yeah, so the demand for this one-level home, you know, and the accessibility in our community is far greater than the supply.
I was just going to say, this, we talk about these statistics, but people have to have a place to go.
Yes.
Right.
And there aren't that many places to go like that.
No, and we have less than 3% of homes meeting the needs of disabilities in our area.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, because I work with someone who had the situation where wheelchair was an issue. The house needed to be wheelchair accessible. And finding that right builder and person that could accommodate that need was hard. It was really hard, and it caused a lot of stress, along with just the stress of, you know, having the medical needs of their loved one.
I think we all think that we're going to age in place. And the stairs, it's bigger than just the stairs. Mm-hmm. It's the cost. It's, you know, maintaining a large home where you don't use rooms anymore. It's more than just stairs, you know. And I think, you know, we have to consider, you know, what is it going to take for us to age in place to make us safe? And it's all about the safety of it. So are the lights bright enough? Are there handbars in the shower? Do I have to step over a tub to get into the shower? Mm-hmm. You know, how many stairs do I have to go down? Is there a railing? There's all these things. It's almost 120. I think there's a 120 point checklist that a inspector who's certified mm-hmm. in serving seniors that are aging in place should be able to go through the home to tell you.
And I tell you, one of the things, because I have an older parent who's struggling with a little bit of these things, but they don't always, that's what we're really able to communicate with them, because yeah. we're not always the best ones to communicate to our loved ones. Sometimes that third party who they can trust and their kids can trust mm-hmm. is able to get through to them easier.
Yeah.
And make more, you know, not make sense of it, but just... They'll trust you a little bit more.
Yeah,
I don't even know that that's the right word.
Oh no,
they trust their kids.
There's a commercial about this. Like Steve brought it. My husband Steve brought it up to me. It's TV Dad, right?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, so you're right.
TV Dad says it, and it's
so it's true. True,
right? So you could say it to your parent, mm-hmm. and it's nails across a chalkboard, right? But if we say the same thing. Oh, it's the greatest idea. So I think it's being able to have those kinds of conversations.
Well, also just the experience that both of you have, you're going to be able to see, Linda, that, you know, no, we've got a long way to go here before we're ready, because I can feel like, you know, I'm ready. I can make this move.
Right.
And you're the one who could come in and say, boy, Ted, you've got to get rid of like at least 2/3 or more of this stuff.
Right, because if we want to put your entire living room, which you have now, into your new living room, which is half the size, you're going to be sitting on top of everybody. There's not going to be room for a coffee table. There's not going to be room for this. Or, you know, we could situate it this way, but all these pieces of furniture aren't going to work in here. You know, I did talk to someone not too long ago who's like, yeah, the bedroom fits our king size bed. That's all we have in there now. the dresser's in the spare room because
we didn't
think about that. And space management and space planning is something that both Peggy and I help people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because and Peggy, you're going to see things, just things, you know, there's a lot of walking here, or the bathroom is going to need to be changed or something.
I see things totally different than the way Linda sees things, because I'm looking at it. It really depends on the perspective of why I'm coming into the home or why I'm called in. It's either to sell or making sure it's a safe place mm-hmm. or I'm assisting them into their next phase. And so I'm going to see things like, okay, if we're selling, I'm going to, you know, give them an update on the market. Is it a seller's market or a buyer's market? And what do we got to do to get the house ready, mm-hmm. You know, to get it to sell quickly? And then if it's assistant or guided tours, you know, I'm trying to understand. I'm not a medical professional. It's not up for me to decide,
right.
You know, what their needs are, but I need to understand basics to understand what type of community, because there's all different kinds of communities that our seniors need. So, and understanding those different types of communities. So if it's skilled nursing, assisted living, memory care, or it's a continuing care community, you know, mm-hmm. we need to understand where they're going. So it's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
And I'm sure at the end of this, there must be, you must be so gratified at the end of that process when you are successful.
It is.
To me, Ted, it's like I'm constantly painting a picture in my mind, right, of what their new lifestyle is going to look like. And in my mind, I'm putting all these puzzle pieces together and how it's going to come out in the end. And we just need it to be smooth. And I think that's at the end of the day, I mean, that's why Lyndon and I started this business together, is because we care about people, and it's important to us. And it's important that our clients are treated with respect and, you know, care. And we're referring our resources, our vetted resources, because we trust them. So, it's a lot.
it's not often that I meet people that are so passionate about what they do, and you two are.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You really care,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you want.
We really do.
Well, I think it's because the first time we met. I mean, it's a really cute story during COVID, and I was finishing my certification, and part of my job was to contact a move manager, and so, in a roundabout way, I met Linda. We couldn't meet at Starbucks because it was shut down
because
of COVID. So we went to McDonald's. She would only let me buy her an orange juice. She wouldn't take anything else from me, right? Because she was just checking me out.
Right. And she just wanted to owe you.
Yeah. But she didn't want to owe me. And then by the end, well, she's got the jacket. That's what this is about.
She does have a jacket that says downsizing VA. You don't.
I don't.
But you have education.
Yes. But at the end of the day, we found out from that 30-minute conversation, we clicked, and
yeah,
and we found out we grew up only 30 miles from each other.
Yeah. In New Jersey.
How about that?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I know where that is.
We're about the same age. We're both dealing with aging parents. We both are going through this ourselves. So yeah, we understand more than anybody who's kind of going through this process of helping an aging parent, you know, move from a family home and downsizing. There's mm-hmm. nobody that understands it more than us right now.
So yeah, bottom line in this, whether just individually or as a child and looking at your parents, these are things to start thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that we come out with Downsizing Made Easy. That's our seminar that we just did at the home show. We had 4 presentations over the 3-day event, and we were so fortunate that they promoted us so well. That whole presentation really is about creating a plan and our 5 steps on creating a plan to mm-hmm. make sure that everyone is thinking about this and making sure that you're communicating with your family, you're surrounding yourself with professionals, you're dealing with a house full of possessions, and you know, and we always try to be positive about our emotions of going through this process, because we have to remember to celebrate our life once we get to our new lifestyle.
Yeah. DownsizingVA.com is the website, DownsizingVA.com. Peggy Howell here, Linda Clevenger here. We'll take one final break here and wrap this up and talk again about their event tomorrow if you want to take part in that. DownsizingVA.com. More coming up. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Linda Clevenger, Peggy Howell, and this morning they make up Downsizing VA, and you guys have a seminar tomorrow downtown.
Yes, we do. We're so excited about it.
That's going to be so cool. It's at, Peggy, you tell you where it's at. I get the initials mixed up.
MBH.
MBH University. It's a unbranded training room that we have in that plaza.
Okay.
And we were at another location, but we really wanted to kind of moved to a central location where we felt we were very centralized for Spotsylvania, but we want to start to see some people come in from Stafford County.
Yeah, so it's convenient off of 95.
So again, if you want more information, is it on the web? Is there information on the website too?
It is. It's under the blog section of our website are all of our seminars, and it also gives the location.
You can do that. Go to DownsizingVA.com, or if you want to call the educated Peggy Howell, 540-834-8412. Final tips before we get out of here this morning.
Yes. So one tip is give yourself time. If you're dealing with a house full of stuff, or if you're the executor of estate for your loved one, give yourself some time. Don't try to tackle this task right away. You know, give yourself some time. Number two, try to communicate what you want done with your stuff. This is not talking to your family about asking for their opinions or permission. This is about letting them know what you want done with your stuff. It really helps. Tip three is start a journal. Write things down. If it's tough to have that conversation, write down. I think one of the best memories I have is when a son came in and his mother had left him a journal, and in the journal told him what to do with all this stuff. I mean, write down where you want your stuff to go. And number four is inform somebody. Don't let the journal just sit in the house. Tell somebody where the journal is.
Right. They don't have to see it until it's time. But
tell them where it is so that they don't just stumble upon it. And then five, if you're thinking about downsizing, please give us a year. We love to work a plan with you that makes sense, to put it together, that works smoothly. A lot of times, you know, we get a call, we're moving in 3 weeks. What do we do?
Yeah. You know, and those are hard.
Those are really tough ones.
Almost impossible to have it end well.
And stressful.
Yeah. It's very difficult. And then five is really, how do you deal with all of this stuff? Just understand that everybody sees value differently. So family members, be patient with them.
Give them some grace.
Yes.
Give them some grace about making those decisions because it's hard.
It's really hard, and everybody deals with emotions differently. And then our last tip is we really want people to go through this process and think about what is it that they're trying to accomplish. You know, is it retiring? Is it traveling? Is it what is it? And try to celebrate that new life. And that's the reason why.
Good stuff. We'll do this again. Especially these are topics that families should talk about. And maybe around the holidays, we'll get together and talk about conversations you can have over the holidays.
Ted, we got a great seminar in November about this. And it's communicating with adult children during the holidays.
Yes.
Downsizing.
Perfect time to do that.
Yeah, yes. we'll get together and do that. DownsizingVA.com. DownsizingVA.com. It is DownsizingVA. Peggy Howell, Linda Clevenger here. Thank you both.
Thank you, Ted. We'll
do this again. Thanks for good stuff. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.